the roadways clear. Try not to fall behind. Now, that's a difficult task during parts of the storm, because in parts of the heavier bands, you're getting 2 to 3 inches an hour. That's a lot to keep up with in low visibility. But I think they're doing a good job. And 287, as I told the commissioner, there were some places that were very, very good, some that were a little more spotty. I let him know where those spots were. And I think that's really much more a function of visibility than it is a function of not having enough equipment out there. We have 3,800 trucks, and they're in the southern part of the state. As the snow's lessening now, we're going to a salting routine because we want to make sure that as it melts, we don't have a lot of refreezing going on and making the roads that much slicker.
How much of what you're seeing today, the progress you're talking about, is because you've been outlying?
Really important. You know, the fact that we got enough notice that there could be an incident allowed us to go out there and brine the roads. And what that does more than anything else is the first pass with the plows becomes much more complete because you've brined the roads, they're ready, and you can get much closer to blacktop on the first pass through. And so the preparation that Commissioner Hammer did with crews and that the local folks did on their roads as well is really important part of staying on top of this and not letting it get away from you. The worst thing that can happen in this stuff is if it gets away from you. We saw that late in 2010 when the snow was much greater than we thought it was going to be, 3 feet or more. When it starts to get away from you, it gets very difficult because people start to get stranded. That stops the plows. You can't get the plows through. You can't clear the roads. And that's a problem. We've been on top of it, and we'll continue. We continue at this moment to be optimistic that we're enough ahead of the game here that people won't see those kind of circumstances again. Anything else? All right, so I don't know exactly where I'm headed next. I think I may be headed down to Point Pleasant. We're going to, you know, brave the roads and see how we're doing. Go down there and take a look at the Jersey Shore, make sure things are going well there. As I said, cabinet members have been in, especially the DEP commissioner, in communication with the mayors in South Jersey. And I also want to remind the people of Sayreville that based on the work that we did on Sandy, we've now purchased over 165 homes that were in really difficult flood areas of Sayreville. And 150 of those 165 homes have been demolished. And so we won't have that problem anymore. Same thing in South River. The mayor is here. We've purchased about 75 homes now in South River. About 65 of those are demolished. And so, you know, that's going to be incredibly helpful in moments like this where you don't have to worry about those people in those homes anymore. That was the whole idea of the Blue Acres program and part of what we did in Sandy. Those people are now in homes at higher ground. Where they do not have to worry about losing their belongings and having their lives threatened because of the repetitive flooding. So to be able to buy those homes and have them demolished, have those things turned into passive recreation areas, allows us to be able to not have to worry about the loss of human life or the significant loss of property in towns like Sayreville and South River, which is where our initial focus was. In this Middlesex County Bayshore area, this is where we concentrated most of the Blue Acres money. And I think in days like today, folks in Sayreville and South River are going to see the advantage of having made that investment. And for the folks who own those homes, I'm sure they're very happy they're not there today because it'll be a lot easier for them where they are and where they've relocated to. So I want to thank Mayor O'Brien. As always, he stays on top of things. He's a real leader in this community. Folks know they can count on him. And so I appreciate he being here, the mayor of South River being here, the council people who are here. Everyone's working together very well. I'm going to continue to work with everybody during the day today. We'll get through this by tonight. Everybody take a deep breath. You wake up tomorrow morning, the snow will be stopped. Most of the roads will be cleared. You'll have a lot of shoveling to do. Other than that, I'm glad that I signed that shoveling bill that allows people to go up and offer their services for shoveling. What an important piece of legislation, and how well-timed that we have the shoveling bill done. So to the young people of New Jersey, you are free to go anywhere and offer your shoveling services to people without risk of being, running afoul of some local municipal ordinance. The state legislature and the governor has come to your rescue. So go and shovel as much as you like. Not yet. Don't go out there yet, but a little bit later you'll be out there being able to shovel, be able to make some extra money, help some people who don't want to do the shoveling or can't do the shoveling themselves, you won't have to worry about a local ordinance that might trip you up because of the work that we did last week. So thanks, everybody, for coming. Appreciate it. We'll see you later on today.
All right, Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey. Mary, I see a PAC ad coming out tomorrow. That shoveling legislation making all the difference in the world.
Because they needed a permit earlier.
Yeah,
now
course.
We...
Get
of course, was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie speaking about the winter storm slamming the East Coast. More than 30 million people impacted right now. No vehicles allowed on the roads in New Jersey.